They're great. JFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, here's your man, Bill Shatner.
The biggest compliment is the Oprah magazine is in the bathroom.
It is?
Right by the toilet.
Oh, boy, that is big. That's big. Yeah, because, you know, sometimes you're in there longer than others, and the articles sometimes get long.
You know, the shows that discuss the shape
and
the consistency of... Right there in the magazine.
Right there.
I got instruction. Dr. Oz.
Oh, you do Oz.
And
well,
and
you're in all the stuff. Let's talk about you.
Oh, that's right. Where I'm here.
The Don and Mike Shatner.
Let's give him some credit.
Denny Crane.
He did bring up DMs to Oprah.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
There's no need to call her a nasty name, though.
I remember coming home once. And my father says, C's are not allowed in this house.
Yeah. That's just not right.
I grabbed this from Dangy Mike.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Denny Craig.
Hey, you know something?
What?
No, what? I had a dream last night about the Don and Mike show.
Hey, you know something?
No, what?
I had a dream last night.
I bet Shatner's are fantastic.
His BMs?
I bet they're perfect. With no more odor than a hot biscuit.
I would love to debate that with you.
You really think they're bad?
I could go all day with you. I say it would be like opening up a can of salsa.
You really think so?
Yes.
I think he's a man that probably enjoys a good meal, but also has been forced over the years to pay attention to his digestive health.
Sloppy bowels.
But they're large.
Who do you think has better, Nimoy or Shatner?
Nimoy. Are you talking about a perfect BM?
I see, Nimoy would be rabid pellets.
That's exactly what I thought.
Nimoy would have problems.
But, I think there's a problem there.
But at least Nimoy's would be uniform.
Uniform, if you like, little beads. If, well, if you want to ant the rosary every morning.
And let me just say on behalf of William Shatner, and I hope that he has big, full, solid bowel movements like you think.
I think they're probably perfect.
I believe it would be like opening up a pinata that was full of cardboard and sand.
Here's the thing. He says during that interview that he has Oprah's magazine in his bathroom, and he has it right next to the toilet. Now, there is a man that probably enjoys the process.
Yes.
And enjoys the process. Now, that could go, I know that could go both ways.
Doesn't mean that, because straining a stool can often mean
be bad.
Art. He you know, toilet art.
He could need to be in there for a long time, or he could choose to be in there for a long time.
And I will choose, much as our Democratic candidates will not do, I will concede the point, because I'm hoping for a better America.
Yes.
And I hope William Shatner has big, full bowel movements.
So you are denouncing and rejecting, like Senator Obama last night.
Yes, I'm both denouncing and rejecting.
Let me offer this. Perhaps they're good now, but I think in the days of T.J. Hooker, there was trouble.
There probably was. That's what I'm basing my argument on, the fact that in his early days, he probably had to seek out medical attention to correct his digestive health.
I would disagree, because I would think wearing a girdle would force things to come out more like a Play-Doh fun factory.
I don't know. I think that on the set of T.J. Hooker, you're looking at spin art.
Well, that's where I think we're at now.
Constipation.
I think as soon as his hit the water, they immediately just disintegrate.
I'll bet if you ask him, he'd tell you.
He probably would. Mm-hmm. He'd probably enjoy the discussion as well.
What was he eating when we spoke to him? It was a salad and penne, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah. He was. I know there was salad involved in it.
There was some roughage there, right.
Yeah, he was getting his roughage. That's what I remember. I remember he was enjoying his roughage. And I think Spock probably eats a lot of nuts.
Hard-boiled eggs and nuts for Leonard Nimoy.
Don and Mike Show, hello.
Hello. I don't know if this has any bearing on it, but Spock's a vegetarian, so.
Ah.
Interesting.
Well, see, that can go both ways, too.
Right. That means they either could be perfect or they could just be a mess, a tofu mess.
Really nasty mess, you know. Yep. I mean, well, I've been to zoos.
How about, I wish we had the sound. It's only been reported. I've not heard it anywhere about zoos. dumb Roger Clemens.
I think he misremembers.
Yesterday, I'd asked you if you had heard that he was going to go throw batting practice.
Yeah, he's down there, or he's in the Houston Astros camp as we speak.
And yesterday, he's down there, and he's screaming at reporters. I read the paper today. This is not a zoo.
Yeah.
Hey, come on, ass.
He's out of his mind.
Yes, it is a zoo, and guess what? You're the monkey.
You're seeing the – here, everything is pointing to this guy imploding. Everything is pointing to this guy really making the wrong decision, and you know now they're continuing – to turn the pressure up on him. Aren't they going to go forward pursuing these charges against him for perjuring himself
yep.
before Congress?
Yes. I think so.
So we'll see what happens
with
it.
Some more time with that. Mm-hmm. Here, a follow-up from yesterday from the Chicago newspaper doing the SNL brackets.
Right.
Here are the Chicago Tribune. Oh, thank
the
you.
The Trib.
Mm-hmm. Here are the winners from yesterday's round. Bill Murray beat Norm MacDonald 90-10. Yeah, 90% sure. to 10%.
There's no surprise there.
Sure. Billy Crystal barely beat Sherry O'Terry 56% to 45%.
Okay. Wow. Close.
Dan Aykroyd killed Tina Fey.
Yeah.
Dan Aykroyd landslide 78%.
Easy.
Phil Hartman, runaway winner over Rachel Dratch, 92%. Will Ferrell killed Tracy Morgan, 92%. Jane Curtin beat Martin Short. 64% of the vote.
That we thought that one would be a little closer.
Interesting.
My upset pick, Amy Poehler, beat Al Franken 65%.
Wow. Okay.
Everybody agreed. Eddie Murphy over Joe Piscopo. Thus far, the largest the largest margin, 93%.
That was Murphy over Piscopo?
Right.
Okay.
Chris Farley beat Chris Parnell by 92%. Dana Carvey over Molly Shannon by 81%. Mike, I'm sorry, Adam Sandler, 75%, Jan Hooks, 25%.
There's a long shot, Don.
And Gilda Radner, 75% over Daryl Hammond. Then you have Mike Myers beat Dennis Miller.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Myers got 88%. Chevy Chase got 76% over Maya Rudolph. John Lovitz beat Anna, what's her name?
Yeah. Whoever she is.
We don't know.
66%.
Right. Uh-huh.
And John Belushi, who I would think would be the closest to 100% push.
Right.
80% over David Spade.
Where does it go now? Are they going to narrow it down
here
any
we
further?
Go. Got it for you right now.
Okay. All right. Because now it gets a little more interesting.
The Sweet 16.
Very good. What are they narrowing it down to? Five?
I think they're going to get it down to the greatest SNL cast member of all time.
Okay. Very good.
So now, according to the Chicago Tribune, here are your Sweet 16. Bill Murray versus Billy Crystal.
Bill Murray?
No sure. doubt.
Yeah, in a lock.
Here's a hard one, really a hard one.
Okay.
Phil Hartman versus Dan Aykroyd.
Not a hard one for
it's
me.
It's Aykroyd.
Yeah.
Will Ferrell versus Jane Curtin. I think we went through this yesterday, right?
Well, we didn't get this far yesterday. This we really didn't get this far.
But, I mean, we were deciding who our final four would be.
Yeah, I think you got to go with Jane Curtin.
Sure. I agree as much as I like Will Ferrell.
Right.
This one's not even fair. Eddie Murphy versus Amy Poehler.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so, Eddie Murphy.
That's just because Amy Poehler got to play Al Franken, which is like...
She got to play Al Franken.
Like Duke,
one-on-one.
Yeah, like Duke getting to play a high school team.
Right.
Chris Farley versus Dana Carvey.
Farley.
Sure.
Correct.
Farley definitely more associated with Saturday Night Live itself.
Gilda Radner versus Adam Sandler. Right. Goodbye, Adam Sandler.
Right.
Here's a really good
this
one.
This is easier than I thought it would be.
Here's a really good one. Mike Myers versus Chevy Chase.
That is tough, but you got to go with Mike Myers, I think.
I would vote with Chevy Chase.
I think so, just barely, but yeah.
Just because he's the original?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think at some point you got to break away from the original, and since he was the, well, in that book, is it Wired? Is that the book that-
the John Belushi
No,
book?
The Saturday Night Live book that we
Oh,
had.
The one that-
Shales wrote, right?
Yeah, right.
I mean, it was just so known that Chevy was a stain to other cast members. I think Mike Myers created
so
many
characters. Go with your first
instinct.
Listen, good.
Mike Myers.
I could easily take your position as well.
I think that really I got to go with the guy that generated more characters on that show.
Right.
Chevy Chase did not.
And then finally, as I mentioned, and then you got John Belushi.
Who's up against Belushi?
John Lovitz.
That's a bye-bye, John Lovitz.
So he's done. Anyway, that's the Chicago Tribune.
I like this.
Pretty I fun. Throw out this challenge to you, Rob, because you got a really big head.
I do.
You should put together a bracket that has the four favorites in their own region. For instance, at this point in the tournament, the late Phil Hartman shouldn't be going up against Dan Aykroyd.
Right.
That should be a Final Four and Elite Eight. Amy Poehler should not be playing in the Sweet 16.
She shouldn't have qualified for the playoffs.
Right. I think 32 is not a big enough field. I think you need to start with 64.
Oh, well, God, if you start with 64, though, you know what we're going to be doing with 64? We're going to be going, who?
Yeah.
Who?
You think so?
That.
I don't think you would.
Put your brain to work on it.
Well, it's like that last one that we don't know the name of. Mm-hmm.
You can always pass.
Pass like on a game show.
And I'll make sure that the ones that are your favorites, they'll each be in their own region.
Okay, and okay. Take that and see
how it goes. You know what? The exercise will eventually get us to one person, don't you think? And it'll probably be Belushi.
Belushi.
Yeah.
Or David Spade.
David Spade. Well, now that Piscopo's out of the running.
Uh-huh. Although, you know,
the very
I don't
talented
know.
Joe Pesci. Are you having second thoughts about Belushi and thinking maybe you got maybe Aykroyd or Murray in there?
No, I've got a wild card for you, very seriously. I might put, because Belushi gets a pass because he's dead.
Right.
Just like Chris Farley does, they all get elevated.
I know who you're thinking of.
I'm thinking Gilda Radner, maybe. I swear to Christ.
She was great. Not Seth Meyers?
Brad Hall?
Charles Rocket? No, I think that maybe my surprise last pick might be Gilda Radner.
Gilda was. I always talk about the fact that they have not had, over the years, anybody that will ever compete with her as far as, you know, how funny she really was. And she was terrific. They were all so great.
Didn't it come down yesterday? The Final Four was Aykroyd and Belushi and Jane Curtin and Gilda Radner. Weren't those the four we came up with?
Yeah, Jane Curtin, I think, even though she was the weekend update anchor with Chevy Chase, was she after Chevy Chase? At the same time?
No, she took his place.
But you had, you know, so many people that there was one character that Gilda Radner used to play on Saturday Night Live, and it was kind of the slightly retarded girl that came out that was just kind of out of it.
No,
that was the little girl. That was another character she had where she bounced on the bed and everything.
Right.
This was one where she was just,
hey, I used to love that one.
That was a great one, too.
She was a little girl always getting mad at her mom in her room.
Right.
And she'd bounce up and down on the
God
bed.
God damn, that was good.
This is one where she played some sort of actress who was really out of it, and she was she was always looking around the room.
I know the face.
I don't
you
know
mean.
Who the character was, but it was great.
And Rosanna Dana.
Oh,
also.
Yeah. And Cindy Lubner.
Mm-hmm. Really, the best compliment you could give the late Gilda Radner is that there's nothing sexual about choosing her maybe as the funniest member ever.
She was so brilliant.
Just funny.
Right, because she's just funny.
Mm-hmm. It was great. And I don't know. I guess the character of Rosanna Dana was based on a real New York City reporter. That's the way I heard it. That's the way I heard the story. So I never saw that reporter, but it didn't matter. It didn't matter at all.
We'll do our own tomorrow. We'll do our own. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. I have a question for Buzz, if that's okay.
All right.
Mike, do we have time for this?
Not today, I'm afraid.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. No, yes. Go ahead. Ask your question of Buzz.
Well, I purchased some absinthe for my boyfriend for Valentine's Day.
Y-A-W-N.
What?
Go ahead. Don said he's fascinated with this.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm just wondering what you advise the best way to drink it.
Look online.
With your mouth, whore.
Oh, wait a minute. I've got a good answer for her.
Yeah.
I hope I don't get bleeped.
Go ahead. Say it.
Just put some on your nipples.
Or just drink it with your mouth. I'm sorry I called you whore.
Yeah. Oh, I was thinking she was doing it for her boyfriend to drink it.
Is it best to drink it with water in a sugar cube or light it on fire?
Do you want your boyfriend to enjoy it?
Well, yeah.
Then have him drink alone.
Oh, dear God.
Look online. You'll pick the method you like the best.
Don't go online.
I use the sugar and cold water.
Here I was trying to make it a little more erotic.
All right. Well, thank you, I guess.
Yes, you'll do just fine.
Sorry about that. Sorry about that whole whore thing.
Yeah.
I didn't mean it. You know.
I didn't mean it.
She's a whore. Bless her heart. Love you to death, Jar.
Do you ever resist the urge to kick?
No, I can't.
To kick the females that call this show.
No, and especially when they're lying on the ground.
Especially when they're down. My God.
But don't you feel that it was a deserved kick?
Not always.
This time, yes.
Not that hard. No.
I like it when a woman talks about alcohol.
Sure.
Prithee, m'lady, I beg your pardon.
There's just a part of me that finds it tedious. We've only explained this maybe 1,000,000 times. And the information is on our website, adonamikewebsite.com.
Yes. Enjoy yourself. Knock yourself out.
Thank you very much, guys.
Now
thank
who's you. Saying something violent?
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, not a whore.
Bye-bye. I just picture her, you know, sitting there
nice
maybe
lady.
Wearing a little negligee and, yeah. You know, taking her index finger and dabbing it in some absinthe. I don't know. Maybe it's a horny day for me.
So.
Can't help
hello,
myself.
Don and Mike show. Hello. What's happening? Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, how are you doing?
Hey, hey, buddy.
Mike, the person, your character you're thinking of, I think you're confusing, too, with Gil Radner. The rocker that was kind of off was Candy Slice.
And that was the rocker that Gilda Radner played?
It's kind of like a Patti Smith kind of
yeah.
person.
Okay, I think that's yeah. right. I think she was a rocker.
No, you're right.
Not an actress, she was a rocker. I think you're absolutely right.
She had big underarm hair, right?
Yeah, yeah. And she was totally out of her gourd the whole time. It was great.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello. Hi there.
Hi, I have a Gilda Radner comment.
Yeah.
Gilda Radner really had to be one of the best ones. Do you remember not long after Saturday Night Live, she had a one-woman show on Broadway?
Oh, I remember. I saw
pretty
it.
Incredible.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Oh, my God. It was fantastic. And she had that great song, Let's Talk Dirty to the Animals. You know, F you, Mr. Peacock. Yeah.
A real talent, no
genius,
doubt.
Genius.
You know, yeah, now that I'm thinking back on that rocker character that she played on Saturday Night Live, kind of prophetic because that could be Amy Winehouse today.
No.
That really good.
You're perfect.
And don't you think that really for being not an attractive woman, not pretty and by most people's standards, mm-hmm. Gene Wilder was pretty much the perfect guy for her?
Yes. Oh, it's right up there with Danny DeVito and Rhea Perlman.
Yeah, mm-hmm. really? Right.
I mean, they found their soulmates.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, and it's because don't you think that
they look alike?
Even in Hollywood, a guy like a Gene Wilder,
he can't get laid,
right? Sure, he could,
really?
But not with
when he's making like Silver Streak
with a quality piece of ass.
A quality piece of ass, like, probably not like for a long term relationship.
All right, even a one shot deal when he was making that movie, The Woman in Red, with right. Kelly LeBlanc,
The Lady in Red, right? Yeah, right. Was it The Woman in the Red or The Lady in Red?
It was not even the title of the movie, I don't think. But you know the movie I'm talking
yes,
about.
Yes, right.
The Woman in Red. Do you think in real life there's a chance when they were filming that they're having drinks at Gene
no.
Wilder? And that was coming right off. You may know me from Silver Streak with Richard
right.
Pryor.
Right.
I think even in his heyday, Gene Wilder couldn't get a piece. Gene Wilder's idea of a great piece of ass was Gilda Radner.
But yeah. Gene Wilder wasn't thinking
bless
about
his heart.
He wasn't thinking about it in terms of piece of ass. Right? I mean, he just wasn't, obviously. He
yeah.
was not, he wasn't going for that. If he'd wanted to go for that, he could have gotten some BIM out in Hollywood.
But not a quality BIM, though.
Probably, well, not like quality movie BIM. Like, not a movie star.
Well, keep in mind who the female lead in Silver Streak was.
It's like also, who was it?
Jill Clayburgh.
Yeah. With her runny nose.
I love bringing her name up.
Ugh.
I hated her.
It's like, God, what's the other, like, Martin Short. Can you ever picture Martin Short, like, going out and getting laid because he's Martin Short?
No.
I mean, he's a funny guy. He's a talented guy.
Well, it depends. If you're talking about quality of, like the type of person who would be in a movie with him, probably not. You know, he's not going to get the leading lady. But as far as Hollywood, I saw that publicist for Paris Hilton the other day with this unbelievable piece of ass. She's a foot taller than the guy.
Yeah, okay.
Got boobs out to here.
I'll give you that.
It's the Hollywood. They could get arm candy.
Not one of the made-up right Hollywood, you know. Mm-hmm. You're right. Big-breasted Kim Kardashian. And my God.
But you're absolutely right. I don't think you could get, you know, Gene Wilder, who, you know, in the day would be there with Jacqueline Bisset. I don't think that would be
that. That is the perfect. She's perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's so
she'd be right about the same time frame.
And you know, Martin Short boning Pamela Anderson.
I think Martin Short, it's the same deal, but not Gene Wilder, and well, they're almost tied, aren't
neither
they?
Neither one of them could close a deal.
Yeah.
That's why.
And Danny DeVito, I mean, Danny DeVito, I think, yeah, traded up with Rhea Perlman.
Sure.
I mean,
yeah.
Really?
Danny DeVito, that's like looking in a mirror, right?
Yeah.
Right?
They were a very unusual couple.
Same with her.
Yeah. They're
perfect.
And is their kid, do they have kids?
I think they had children.
I don't know.
They've been together for a long, long time. I'm sure they had kids.
Their kid is either a midget or like plays center for the University of Michigan, right? Isn't that always the way it works? They're either like big enough to be in a thimble or they're like Yao Ming.
You know, I think you've always talked about the child actor theory. When they're cute as child stars, they grow up to be ugly. I think it's the same thing, and it's been proven by Bruce Willis and Demi Moore that the good-looking leading man and leading woman sometimes produce a Rumor Willis.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get that look. You never know that Danny DeVito and Rhea
Rhea Bowman might have produced a nice-looking girl.
Sure.
I don't think so.
That's got to be somewhere on the internet.
I would bet, listen, the chances of Bruce Willis and Demi Moore, if you take it just at an aesthetic level, the bone structure, the faces, they're pretty people.
They're pretty people. What happened to Rumor Willis? Pumpkinhead.
Yeah, that jaw.
I think, well, first off, before the authorities arrive, how old is she?
She's 18 now.
18? Lots of potential. You know what? The first thing you need to do, you need to lock her in a room and say, sweetie, first, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take all that black makeup off your face. We're going to stop this whole goth thing.
You can do anything you want. You're not going to be able to take care of that jawline.
I think Rumor Willis is not a bad-looking chick.
Mm-hmm. I think she looks like Mac tonight.
You really think she's not bad looking? She's got Leno. She's got a bigger chin than Leno.
I find her. I maybe it's her eyes, and I'm not kidding you about this.
I think, I think really on the tabloid websites, they call her Potato Head. I believe that is her nickname. Potato
I think
Head.
She has eyes that are a combination of her mom's. That are, I think Demi Moore.
But
has,
they're crossed. That's the only problem.
No, hold on. You know who's got crossed eyes?
Who's that?
Hold on. I ain't kidding. Anna Nicole's baby.
Oh my God.
I am not kidding. This kid is cross-eyed.
Who would have guessed it?
Hold on.
I can't imagine how that could have happened.
Exactly.
Hold on. I've got it right here somewhere.
Like my body?
Anna Nicole's daughter had eye surgery.
Oh, thank God. Oh.
Danielle Lynn has undergone surgery to correct an eye condition called strabismus, and that is when both eyes are not aligned properly. Huh. In other words, cross-eyed.
Yeah. Is that because of her mother's previous condition of drugisius?
I would guess so, like children of thalidomide or something like that.
All I know is that a while back I did see a picture, and you could see. I mean, even it was a long shot, too, where what the hell is that that gigolo that got her pregnant? I forgot what his name is, but... Larry, was his name Larry?
Larry Burkett.
Larry right, Burkett.
Right. Larry Burkett.
And it's a long shot, and you can see the baby was cross-eyed even back then.
Dixie chick.
Dixie chick.
Still on that.
Rob, do you still theorize that all the Dixie chicks are cross-eyed?
I don't theorize, I know.
Hey, hold on a second. There are two other things. We got to hit a break, and then we can take some of your calls on any of these topics. Two other things. Thank you, Joe, for this. As long as we're talking about Saturday Night Live, Joe just passed on. Lorne Michaels, who I think we're agreeing on we hate.
Yes.
Is in talks with a major Vegas casino to create a Saturday Night Live review. He hopes to lure baby boomers in nightly shows, which will feature Martin Short, John Lovitz, and Julia Sweeney doing classic sketches and new material.
Lorne Michaels never met a shiny penny he didn't like.
That is
sure
true.
Didn't.
He really did. Man, and Lovitz signed up.
Yep.
Oh, jeez. Yep. I knew when I saw the Subway commercials.
What is that thing you had about Eddie Money, Robbie? Oh, Eddie Money's the latest pop artist hoping to breathe life into his career. Uh-huh. Eddie Money has a country album. Oh. It's called The Other Side of Money. And it's country versions of his hit songs.
No!
How do we get a copy of this record?
Hey!
God damn. Hey, Don and Mike, we had a great time at that party last night.
Maybe it'll be an excuse to get him back on the show. The long-awaited interview with Eddie Money.
I'd love to. God, this has got to be an awful record.
Two tickets to paradise.
By the way, Danny DeVito and Rhea Perlman have three kids, two daughters and a son.
How old are they?
Let's see. The birth years
are they normal sized?
83, 85, and 87.
Are they normal sized?
We don't have pictures, so I don't know.
Oh, damn, no pictures.
Don and Mike, hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Hey, Radio God. Hey, I heard that they were going to make a mask, too, and they were asking Rumor to start that one.
Yeah, she's very popular.
Hold on.
She's very popular on the internet.
Yes. Give her some time. Hello, Don and Mike. Yeah, there's a picture of her.
Hey, guys.
Mike, look at that picture of Rumor Willis.
That's the most flattering picture I could find.
I think.
I can find one less flattering.
Of course you can. Mm-hmm. But that picture right there, she has short blonde hair.
Mm-hmm.
That face is like a young Demi Moore. It really is.
That picture, you do have the best picture I've seen of her on the internet.
Mm-hmm. Pretty
still,
good.
Look at that jaw.
But if you had some of the other pictures, you really get a sense of the Potato Head.
What did I say about cleaning her up, though? Just clean her up.
That's a great picture. See what she's doing with her chin? Just kind of, it's kind of morphing into the back of
pulling
her
it back.
Shoulder. Yeah.
The Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Just wanted to let you know, if you're going to go by dead cast members, you have to include Charles Rocket, the guy that dropped the F-bomb. He died, like, last year.
That's true. Oh, didn't know. Don't care. Thank you.
And remember, Norm MacDonald dropped an F-bomb, too.
He had a great body, Charles Rocket.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Good afternoon, radio gods. Rhea Perlman and Danny DeVito's daughter, one of them went to Brown. That's where my daughter goes, and she with my daughter.
Is she normal-sized?
No, she's pretty short, actually, and kind of has looks like kind of like the no-neck kind of thing where the shoulders just sort of come up towards the head.
Does she look like Vinny on American Chopper?
she's not ugly, but she's not.
What do you root for? What do you root for in that melding of the bodies? Do you want,
I guess
you want more Danny or do you want more Rhea?
If you're the girl, you want more Rhea.
You want more Rhea.
Yeah.
Is there anything on Danny you'd want?
His breasts.
Danny's boobs.
Wow.
He's smart. Danny DeVito is like behind the scenes smart.
Oh, really rich. Yeah.
Oh, so I was talking
take
totally.
Take his brain.
Totally. Yeah, you take his brain.
Sure. His brain.
Mom's not that stupid. She was a good comic actress, too.
Sure, boy.
And her hair. Her lovely
pretty,
hair.
Pretty.
Her hair, which is the same between her legs, is on top of her head, is under her arms.
I have more than enough down there.
And not to speak ill of the dead, but I bet our wonderful Gilda probably was not, I think, probably a bird's nest.
I would say probably all the cast members, you know, especially Lorraine Newman.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Because Lorraine Newman would have these stick figure legs. And then,
she's the worst.
Oh, my God.
She was not pretty.
Welcome, you know, where's the bridge to Terabithia? Jesus.
Victoria Jackson, I thought was.
Well, that's
Victoria
later.
Jackson, oh, like but that's her. All boob, though.
That's later. She was a little bit of a piece of ass, though.
She's a total piece of ass.
Yeah. I mean, Lorraine Newman, you'd have this, like, sort of strawberry blonde, reddish hair.
And Lorraine Newman had that way of talking, didn't she?
Yes. Hello, here I am, Chevy. Chevy, look at this. Look at all my unkempt hair. I've got all my unkempt hair, Chevy.
Key rice.
It's right here. Can we do some more acid?
We've got to do some spots.
We
must go to spots.
You are ridiculous. I wanted to squish.
Well, I thought the guy was going to say we were doing spots, but that's Paula Abdul, so just never mind.
We'll just do the spots.
You know, Rob, in the time it takes you to find the tape, we could be playing the commercials.
Isn't that true?
The sponsors are angry.
What's this studio? Number 9.
Got 9.
There we go. Mm-hmm. Ready?
You ever seen a hand shake as much?
If that was a woman down on the ground that called the show that he wanted to kick, he'd get over there faster.
that was like King Kong reaching over towards a building.
That's right.
Hey, you know, in the time it takes to insult me, we could be playing.
What do you mean, spots?
Right.
This is the Don and Mike Show.